We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
So some people may not know, some may know, but this isn't the first time Scott Frost as a head coach has taken on Jim Harbaugh. In year one for Scott Frost at Central Florida, they played at Michigan, I believe their second game of the year. And while they got the doors blown off, I mean, Michigan won 51-14. The one thing to think about, there are two things to think about. The first one is that Scott Frost, you know, that system and that scheme and that style had a lot of success running the ball. Central Florida that day in 2016 ran for 275 yards on Michigan, 6.6 yards a carry. Now, they couldn't throw the ball. They completed six passes and threw the ball for 56 yards. But they ran the ball for 275 yards. So, you know, I get it, you know, different players and players make the scheme, but nevertheless, schemes, there are certain matchups that can just be problematic for your style of defense. And you want to take that, take some comfort with it. That's good, right? I mean, ran for 275 yards. But the big thing to me is I'd imagine one of the things that is nice is Scott Frost can turn on the film and see a lot of the same things that they did at Central Florida and how Michigan will handle it. You know, like, okay, how did they handle this sort of motion, this sort of formation? What did they react to with this and that? Like, that helps. So you're not spending the first, you know, you're always going to spend the first quarter anyways trying to get a sense of how they reacted to certain things. But at least you're coming in with a baseline idea of they handle it like this. That helps you go into a game from a game plan standpoint and kind of devising different X's and O's and schemes and different things like that. Now, the other side of that coin is that, you know, Don Brown and Harbaugh saw the Frost scheme, right? So there's a, you know, each coaching staff's got a, they got a dry erase board and they got film to watch too. But Central Florida did have 275 yards rushing on Michigan a couple years ago. And so I don't think you'll see that kind of an output from Nebraska. But it'll be interesting to see. I just, you know, talking to Kugler, who was just in Ann Arbor, called Michigan and SMU. Yeah, I think there is this real sense that offense for Michigan is still finding itself. And whenever you go on the road and you feel like your defense is solid and, you know, the other team isn't necessarily going to just run away and hide. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be really, really surprised if Michigan just blows the doors off Nebraska. And it's, you know, Michigan hangs north of 40 points or 45 points and just blow. Like, I think Michigan's not going to score a ton of points. I mean, that offense isn't great. Still a little bit of a square peg round hole with Patterson and the personnel and the scheme and all that stuff. But and that O-line still is not great. So it was really interesting to see what Saturday looks like.
Hey, can I interrupt real quick?
We got.
I'll see you in a few days. I got to go. You got to go. Hospital.
Okay, go.
I got to go.
Go. Corey's got to go have a baby. Go have a baby. All right. 1 o'clock hour straight ahead.